This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Normally when I have this gentleman on the show, we're talking about matters of the internet. But one thing I know about me is I don't really know that much about prepping. Most of my prepping has to do with hostility. There's more to prepping than hostility. So joining us again from theprepared.com is John Stokes. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you.
So here lately, I've been asking myself a bunch of questions. Like, I do a lot of traveling on the road, get my back worked over and everything. I'm 100 miles away from the house. In the event that I have to, and I'm going down to, in some parts of my state, where there has been Antifa activity. I don't know how far they would project force or whatever they might do, but it has occurred to me that things might happen. And some of the things that might happen might not actually mean that I have to get out and pull out my AR and go all Sergeant York. So I want to talk to you about preparedness beyond hostility, because I've got an idea about some things, but I want to know what you recommend people to do at The Prepared, because The Prepared works for people that are U.S. Army Rangers and for people that have never thought about prepping at all, right? It works for everybody.
That's right. We have a range of different levels of prepping that we support on the site, everywhere from just people who need help getting their finances in order and, you know, knowing how to change the batteries on their smoke alarms, all the way up to, you know, end of the world type stuff.
Right. So let's talk about, now I'm thinking about being on the road. So as I am on the road, if I'm out and things get bad, let's talk about a get-home bag. So if you had to define a get-home bag, how would you define this? What is the purpose of the get-home bag, besides what it says it is?
You know, we, at the site, we don't do as many of these kind of standard prepper 72-hour bag versus
right.
inch bag versus get-home. I mean, really, we try to get people to, and I'll tell you what I do, and this is in line with the site's recommendation. If I'm on the road, I'm just going to bring my bug out bag.
Okay.
And that is, you know, that may or may not be practical for most people, but I will either bring my bug out bag, or I'll bring the bug out bag that I pack for my wife or my daughter, which is like a little lighter. So it's got similar gear on it, but maybe less. So for us, I think a bug out bag is already like an on foot, sort of what a lot of people would call an on foot 72-hour bag.
Okay.
Because we're focused on, kind of like a worst case scenario type of thing. And, you know, the idea is that in most cases, you know, there's some wilderness survival stuff in there. But it's not exclusive to that. There's also, you know, phone charger and, you know, other kind of things of that nature. And you could comfortably stay in a hotel, with your bug out bag, or you could stay in the woods with it. So that'd be my recommendation, is to start with a bug out bag that you can pack on foot and that has the essentials in it, and then plan to carry that on the road with you.
So as far as essentials are concerned, are you more thinking urban essentials, or is it a combination of urban and what you might find, say, on a highway where you might go into a tree line?
It's a combination, because you don't know. We try not to make assumptions with the bag. We try not to make assumptions that you're going to be bugging out to a hotel versus bugging out to the woods versus camping in a Walmart parking lot. I mean, this is a real-world thing. You know, after the California wildfires, the Walmart parking lot filled up with people in tents and under tarps. So you just don't know. Whereas, like, or for me, after Katrina, I worked in the FEMA shelters there, and or the Red Cross shelters, rather. And people, you know, had bugged out. And when they bugged out, to a shelter. But, you know, it was still a bug-out situation. And then there's all the way to the extreme of going into the woods. So the packs have a little bit, you know, our list at the site at theprepared.com, they've got a little bit of everything in there. Something for starting a fire, a tarp for shelter, you know, something to basically wrap up in and stay warm, you know, water purification, you know, that kind of thing. So you're covered, and you may not need all that. In fact, you probably won't. Most people are going to bug out to a hotel. But you do know that you're covered if you are on foot. The worst case scenario is on foot in the woods. That's about as bad as it gets. And
right.
So you want to have a pack that can accommodate that.
Now, one thing to think about with these bags, like you have bags weigh.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little bit of weight, yeah. So, like, you have... on the website, you have a 41.7-pound bug-out bag by priority level with 75 items.
Yeah. Some of the. I mean, it's not an ultra-light hike, you know. So you can mix and match the bag, and you can tweak it. And we actually have a kit builder tool that measures the weight that will let you assemble the bag. And there's different, it's also graded into different levels. So you can get a bag that's under 20 pounds, that will cover, you know, maybe 80%. You can get a little bit better bag, and we don't sell these. When I say get, you can assemble it and spec it out. This stays under 35, and then there's a third level, which is under 45, which has, you know, all the bells and whistles in it. So it's really up to you to know what kind of shape you're in, how much weight you can reasonably carry, and also what kind of speed do you need to make. Now, I'll tell you that I personally, I am not in the best shape, and I am certainly not any kind of, like, you know, rucking athlete.
Right.
But I carry a heavier bag, and the reason is that I have three small kids who are very slow. And any on-foot bug out is going to involve them trailing behind me at a slow rate of speed. So there's no point in me trying to tune my bag to cover a lot of distance and a lot of ground with the shape I'm in, because we're not going to get that far in a day anyway.
Right. Yeah, that's also something. I mean, we're sort of limited by what we can carry, how far we can go with it, right, and what kind of shape we're in to do it with. That's been one of my concerns. At theprepared.com, they have different levels with different weights. And they're nice enough to actually include in this how much it's going to cost to do it. And that matters. That matters, because you're going to be buying some stuff and just sticking this in here and just packing it just in case you do need it at some later time down the road. We're about to head to the first break. John, if you would, please tell them how they can find you and what you do.
Yeah, I am the deputy editor at theprepared.com, and it's no dash, just theprepared.com, and we do sane, modern prepping, you know, no fantasy, no politics, none of that stuff, just like straightforward prepping.
And that's good, because you don't really need to be. You can be completely apolitical and prep. I like apolitical when it comes to prepping. We'll be right back talking about the different things you can and cannot do in case something goes sideways. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to John Stokes, talking about what you might put in a bag, and let's talk about a few individual items as far as for a bag. And some of these are going to be for different levels. Like you have like the level one, I believe it is, that is just pretty basic, right? And then it goes down and keeps building up and everything until you're actually carrying quite a load, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're trying to get the what a lot of people would call the five C's, you know, cut, cover, cordage, combustion. I mean, there's a number of different C's depending on the list. But, you know, we're trying to get that stuff covered. And then, you know, you've got your clothes, spare clothes, things like nail clippers, things of that nature. And nail clippers are one of those things, and there's a, you know, it's actually, this brings up a good point. There are a lot of little things in here that may look kind of like, well, I could skip that. But we worked with wilderness medical experts on the first aid kits and on some aspects of this pack. And something like a pair of toenail clippers, when you need them and you're on foot, if you've got an ingrown or you've got something wrong, you really need the toenail clippers. It's a first order problem.
Yep.
So there are little things like that that are in these bags that have been really thoroughly workshopped and vetted by experts. And so we encourage people to get that entire list of the level one. Level two is where you can kind of customize and start moving around. And, you know, level three, you're into something like extra batteries or a handsaw or something to sharpen a knife with or, you know, whatever other kind of thing. And so that's really, you know, the level three stuff is good to have too, but the level one list is really the core essential.
Well, I guess one thing, like when you're going down into level two, three, and you're getting into things like sleeping bags and tents, that's really been, when I was in the Army, we didn't worry about what we had to carry. I was not in that. I mean, I was in mechanized infantry, so it didn't matter how much it weighed. We just threw it on the vehicle. And nowadays, in the right size backpack, you can put your tent and your sleeping bag in there because they're so much smaller, so much more efficient, sort of space age. I mean, I noticed in one of your pictures you got snug packs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know anything about the snug pack, but you can buy a snug pack for $80. It'll take, you know, keep you warm and comfortable down to 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, we really like the ultralight materials. There's been a lot of great stuff that's been done that comes out of the ultralight backpacking community. But I will say that we don't always lean on that stuff, and there's a couple reasons. One is the ultralight stuff can be expensive, and it's also not often as durable as some of the more old-school materials. So, you know, an ultralight fill nylon or you know, actually the best example is Dyneema. Dyneema is incredible strength to weight ratio, but it will pinhole with relatively small amounts of abrasion.
Right.
So, you know, these are the kinds of things that you have to think about when you're putting together a kit. Same thing with a tarp. If you get a tarp, you know, the tarp picks that are in this kit, you can get a lot lighter tarp than what we're going to put in there, but you're not necessarily going to get a lighter tarp that you can also use as a stretcher or rainwater catchment or, you know, some other kind of thing that's going to require a little more durability than just a simple shade or a simple rain cover.
Now, when you guys were putting these things together, did any of you look at any Army surplus stuff? Because if you did, I know why you didn't pick it.
We do, you know, we get into some of the surplus stuff in the individual guides. And so with the kit spec will just say, you know, water purifier. And so then you kind of got to click through and look at the bigger guide and figure out how much you want to spend and what your weight budget is and that kind of thing. So when it comes to the packs themselves, for instance, we have looked at and reviewed some of the military issue packs. Now those tend to be really heavy. But, you know, if in some cases, if you get a good deal on that, then maybe that's what you start with. I mean, it's better to have, we're going to encourage you to have a pack that you can carry on foot.
Right.
But it's better to have a pack that is a vehicle go bag that is actually packed and is on your person, and that you have available to you than to have a fantasy ultralight pack that is still at Amazon warehouse or wherever when you need it.
Right. The other thing that was always been my issue that has been addressed was water.
Mm-hmm.
Now the supposition is that everybody needs a gallon of water a day, and like in my case, there's three people in my family, so that means if I have to take off, I need to be trying to procure or carry with me 3 gallons of water per day, which is that just sounds painful. And they have come out with quite a few of these bags that attach to filters now, to where you can just scoop up just, you know, puddle water, so it would seem, and filter it enough to where you can drink it, huh?
Yeah, the water purification tech that's out there now is really good. You have the Sawyer filter, the HydroBlue filter. These have been lab tested, and they're very small, and they're good for thousands of gallons. And you can really do a lot with them. Now, there are some kinds of contaminants that you're going to find in an urban environment. So salt and metals and things that are dissolved into the water, types of pollution that no amount of filtration or boiling is going to fix. So these, you have to be careful with the filters. It's better to use them in a rural or a woods environment than it is to find some water in the city and use them.
Right.
But yeah, the filters are they definitely change the game.
The other thing is, I think more people now are more, well, you know what? I don't have time to get into that. We'll talk about that in the next segment, when we get back. ThePropared.com. They have at the top of their page, they have start prepping, reviews and guides, courses and kits. And if you go to kits, that will give you some, it'll give you both cost and suggestions with links for some of these things if you want to look at getting them. They have something called the Clean Canteen. It's 27 ounce. That seems like pretty nice. And it's, you know, looks like a water bottle, and it will fit. That's why most backpacks today have a bottle shaped that way. We'll be right back. My guest is John Stokes. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration helped the Dow Jones Industrial Average pass a 30,000 milestone for the first time.
The stock market's just broken 30,000. Never been broken, that number, That's a sacred number, 30,000. That's the ninth time since the beginning of 2020, and it's the 48th time that we've broken records in during the Trump administration.
Purdue Pharma, the manufacturer of the drug OxyContin, is admitting to playing a role in the country's opioid crisis. Purdue Pharma Chairman Steve Miller pleading guilty on behalf of the company today to three criminal charges. Although the plea agreement last month called for $8.3 billion in penalties, the federal judge overseeing today's hearing is holding the company liable for only $225 million. USA Radio News. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says his agency is already working with the incoming Biden administration on the transition of power, not serving hypocrisy for Thanksgiving.
Governor Andrew Cuomo will no longer see his elderly mother and two daughters for Thanksgiving after facing backlash for contradicting his own advice to stay away from loved ones. He said in a radio interview Monday on WAMC-FM that his 89-year-old mother and two daughters, none of whom live with him, will attend Thanksgiving at his home. Following backlash, his spokesman now tells the Daily Caller that given the current circumstances with COVID, he will have to work through Thanksgiving and will not be seeing them. Though his Thanksgiving plans did comply with his own order that no more than 10 people gather, the plans do contradict the CDC's guidance that the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving is to celebrate at home with the people you live with. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with John Stokes from The Prepared, and you made mention of speaking to some of the experts. A lot of people now are paying a lot of attention to first aid / trauma kits, aren't they?
That's right, yeah.
For a prepper, are you looking more for trauma? Are you looking more for, like, if you're out there on the trail and somebody gets a headache or gets sick or catches a cold or something? Or is it a little bit of everything?
Well, it's like the other kits, it's leveled. So the level one first aid kit is going to be the trauma kit. You know, we're going to have a tourniquet in there and some stuff for wound closures. And, you know, they're kind of basic. What a lot of guys are carrying now for, like, active shooter response and that type of stuff. So that'll be in the level one. Then the level two is going to have more along the lines of, stuff for headaches and, you know, kind of the probably more common but less critical stuff. So we're looking to cover the critical basis first. Like you could do without some Tylenol or whatever, but if you need a tourniquet, you got to have tourniquet.
And that comes into play. Now, with all of this stuff that people are going to get, like the tent, if they get a tent. And nowadays, tents don't look like they used to. When I was in the military, we had two shelter halves. Now they look more like a cocoon with rods. And the sleeping bag and the pads and, using the first aid kit and setting the fires and all this other stuff. Once you build out the bag, and if you get everything you guys have got listed on the bag, which I'm not complaining about the price, but you are spending a fair amount of money getting the good stuff because you're going to need the good stuff if you have to use this. Once you get it, what do you recommend to people who've never used this kind of stuff before?
Well, our picks are, when we pick products, we're recommending that people go out and get their gear dirty and try it. But we are also realistic, and we understand that in a lot of cases, the first time you pull this out and mess with it is going to be in a disaster. So to go back to the tarp guide, which I wrote, we picked tarps that had extra reinforcements on the seams and around anchor point on the theory that people are not going to go out and do a bunch of practicing to keep them over-torquing their tarp. And the first time they pitch that tarp is likely going to be when they need it, and they're probably going to make some newbie mistake like over-torquing the thing, and we don't want it to zipper on them or to rip. And so that's an example of the thought process with the pick. So with everything that we pick, whether it's a knife or a multi-tool or a tarp, the budget pick is good enough. The budget pick, there's nothing that we recommend on the site where it's like, well, you know, this is the budget one, but really, if I was you, I would go a notch up because the budget one is... No. If the budget pick is in the guide, it means that I would absolutely take it in the field into a catastrophe or into the apocalypse, because that's the criteria. We want people to have total confidence in the pick. So the budget picks are made, like, and you're right. It's going to cost you some money to put together a full pack. This is one of the buy once, cry once things because we don't put anything in the pack that we don't have confidence in. We dog food this stuff. We buy our own. We buy this gear. We use this gear. I recommend all this gear to friends and family. So there's no kind of side channel where people are like, well, I'm looking at this knife and, you know, this is your budget pick. Should I really get that one? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. You should really get that one unless you just want to have a nicer knife, in which case get the next one up. But the budget one is going to do you just fine. So all of that stuff is kind of thought out and put together in that way. There just aren't really any shortcuts. And we don't take shortcuts on the site. Now, if you want to get off into some shortcuts and Google around and find some knockoff version of something, you can do that. That's on you. But we're not going to recommend it, and you're not going to find it on the website.
What do you think about these kits you could buy like in some places that are like $180 that have supposedly everything that you're supposed to need in one of the kits? I've looked at them. They seem a little, shall we say, lacking. But I mean, is that a good place to start?
You know, I would not spend any money on them. If I had a budget and I was going to work through building up a kit, I would go to our guide and I would start with the level one kit and try and put together as much as I could using the budget picks that we have on the site, and then just get on a program of spending a certain amount of month until I get that full level one kit completed. Because that $120, $150 you're going to spend on this all-in-one kit, that is, we have bought some of them and evaluated them. We would like to be able to recommend a pre-made kit like this, but we just can't. And again, we don't sell any kits. We don't have any plans to get into e-commerce and to sell kits. That's not right. You know, we're not saying this because we sell a competing kit. We're sort of like Consumer Reports or the Wirecutter. We're just evaluating things. So, you know, I don't have a competing kit to sell you, or a dollar to make off of trash in these pre-made kits. We've bought them. We've looked at them. We would not want to touch them with a 10-foot pole in a catastrophe.
Right.
You know, your mileage may vary, but if I've got $100 instead of putting it towards one of these cheapo kits, I'm going to go through and I'm going to start at the top of that level one kit, and work my way down.
Yeah, I've wondered about that. I've looked at that. The thing with your list, that there is plenty of stuff out there. Once you see, like the 2-liter water bag, which is a brilliant piece of kit. I mean, I wish we'd had those when I was in the military. I swear to God, I do, because we had to lug around and put these 5-gallon cans on top of the vehicle and everything, and 5 gallons of water. When you're trying to throw it on top of an armored personnel carrier, that gets pretty stout. So, you know, nowadays things are a little, and even with the ultra lightweight stuff, which is the backpacker stuff, I would probably go with some military. I would probably go with military stuff for my tarp and my pack, and go with the other. You know, the sleeping bag can be ultra light because, you know, I'm just going to climb into it. And the tent could be ultra light, maybe, but I haven't seen. The problem with the military tents from when I was using those things is they weigh about 12 pounds if you got both shelter halves and poles and tent stakes and everything else. So that adds up, doesn't it?
Yep, ounces are pounds and pounds are pain.
Pounds are pain. That's absolutely right. You can find out all of this stuff. You can get the ideas, which the prepared is it is a beautiful website for this. They have the level one, level two, they call it the Bob, which is bug out bag, which I see the wisdom in this. Making a bug out bag versus a get home bag, it'll work for both purposes. You can go to theprepared.com, no hyphens, no dashes, and they have one drop down menu that says start prepping. And no matter what you know, no matter what your level is, it'll help you out with that. We'll be right back. My guest is John Stokes, and this is Lock and Load.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We're talking to John Stokes from ThePropared.com. There's a couple of things that, most people wouldn't think about that actually really comes in really handy, like duct tape. We referred to duct tape in the military as 100-mile-an-hour tape.
Why is that?
I don't know. We never tested that speed limit. That was when I was in Germany where, you can drive 100 miles an hour through a housing development. But, back in those days, I don't know why we called it that, but we used it for everything, literally everything to keep. I mean, if somebody's duffel bag didn't have duct tape on it, you'd be like, oh, you're a newbie, huh?
Yeah, it's great, man. You can use it for patching all kind of equipment and gear. And of course, we recommend actually taking it and, you can unspool it and then re-spool it around a pencil.
Yeah.
So that way you've got the duct tape and it's more compact and you got a pencil in there.
Yeah. Yep. Another thing that I'm seeing a resurgence of, we did away with this. And when I was in the military, we had air mattresses to sleep on. But we did away with them and went to sleeping pads, which were very uncomfortable. And then we would wake up the next morning and, we'd be in our 20s and it'd be 2 feet of snow. And we'd be like, wow, I sure feel tight muscularly and sore. And that's because we were basically sleeping on the ground and it was sucking all the heat out of our bodies. And seems like they've moved back towards these inflatable sleeping pads. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the military, but we go back and forth on the site. A lot of our guys like the pads for durability reasons. I personally have had the same inflatable pad for like 10 years now with the Therm-a-Rest, but I have never had to patch it. I just keep it away from the campfire.
Sure.
And I check the ground really thoroughly before I put it down. So, you know, it all depends on what you're up for.
And then you're talking, when you're talking about a campfire, campfires now have become sort of high tech, even though they're sort of low tech because the fire steel has become the thing. Everybody uses fire steel now, huh?
Yeah, a lot of, I mean, frankly, real outdoorsmen use Bic lighter in my experience. You know, I have hunted with Maine guides and Yukon guides and in Alaska in camp and fished. And I have just never been around a hardcore outdoorsman who didn't just use a Bic because it's a great technology for starting fires.
Yeah.
Very well, very durable, very well time tested. But the fire steel is trendy. And we do have fire steels. I did a big review of them where I got like 30 or 40 of these things and we ordered them online. And I tested them, and I videoed the tests and rated the different sparks and all this other kind of stuff. So preppers are into fire steel. I think a fire steel is good as a second or third backup.
Sure.
But for a main mode of fire lighting, I'm going to prefer a Bic, and then after that, some kind of storm matches. You know, the fire steel might be like third on the list.
Do you guys ever cover that most people have the best fire starter in their houses and just don't know it with the lint from your dryer?
Yeah, we may have a blog post on that. We have done a review of different kinds of tinder, and I personally like these quick tabs that you can buy online that are just
right.
Little infused bits of fuzz. I find that those work extremely well. And I can really easily, with a Swedish fire steel, I can kick one of those off, and they burn pretty well.
They make all manner of saws and hatchets that are actually some versatile multi-tools or fold up into little itty-bitty packages nowadays. It has literally become so scientific that you can just about carry everything you need on your back and sit outside for quite some time. We haven't even talked about food either. We haven't talked, do you guys, which do you recommend? Freeze-dried food, energy bars, a combination of things, what?
A combination, because for your bug-out bag, you really need food that you don't have to prep. So you want food that's not going to be extra salty and make you thirsty, and you also want food that you can just crack open and get into.
Right.
So we're going to recommend something like a Daytrex block plus some kind of MRE maybe or something along those lines. And then if you want to add in the Mountain House freeze-dried stuff as a kind of a layer that requires some preparation, it's great for the calories per ounce. But really, you know, you want food that you don't have to prep as a kind of baseline.
The other thing with MREs is when I was eating MREs, I was eating MREs when they were new. We just had made the switch from C rations to MREs. We didn't have any of these chemical heaters where you could heat your stuff up or anything else. Is there an MRE brand you recommend? Do you like the military stuff that's out there, which seems sort of big to me? But it's you know, if you got three or four of those, that probably last you about a week, wouldn't it? Because they're full of calories.
Well, we do have a big review of MREs where we ordered a bunch of them and looked into this and did a bunch of research. I wasn't involved in that review, so I got to say I'd have to call it up and read it off. But I don't know the final verdict on the brand, but you can find that information on the website at thepreparers.com.
Okay. So, I mean, today somebody can make a really decent bug out bag, and it's going to take a little bit of money. You are going to have to train. There's a little bit of a curve, but it is actually going to be quite easy for them to carry nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean the weight ratio, and you know, we're kind of in a golden age here because a lot of the stuff that is made in China, if it's properly sourced and comes from a good brand, it's quite good. I mean, you can get, I have a pocket knife from drop.com that's S35DN steel, titanium frame, G10 handle slab. It's Chinese made. It's an amazing knife. So China, the China stuff has kind of come up recently. Some of the tarps and stuff that you can get from China are quite good. Now, you know, you may be dealing with slave labor or whatever, so you gotta work through that on your own. And we like to recommend stuff that's USA made. But when it comes to just trying to save on weight and on money, if you're dependent on where you source this stuff, you can get really lightweight gear really cheaply that is pretty high quality if you pay attention and you know what you're doing.
Right. Right. Plus, nowadays, I mean, when I was in the Army, there was no such thing as an REI or a Cabela's or anything. I mean, there's quite the sources out there, even if you just want to go there and look for yourself and pick a piece here and a piece there and everything else. Thank you very much for reacting as fast as I called John just on the fly about literally about 3 hours ago saying, hey, man, are you free later on today? Because for me, I haven't got a get home bag, and I'm getting ready to make one, and so I already know I have to buy a backpack because the one I was going to use, I don't think it'll work. It's only like 25 liters. Don't think it'll work. So I'll be looking for that, and I'll be going and checking out your recommendations for those. You have done reviews of various bags, and you have various recommendations and ratings on theprepared.com?
Yeah, we do. We did a big roundup of bug-out bags where we got bags physically in hand from Kifaru and 5-Eleven. You know, so we went to the primo end of the spectrum, which is where Kifaru is at, to like the mid-market 5-Eleven down to the budget Army Surplus. So we do have some brand recommendations. We have some different parameters that you can look at, and we have a really detailed guide for that.
Thank you for joining me, theprepared.com. This has been John Stokes. I will talk to you, sir, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Hour number two is inbound, and we are going to have 1911 University tonight. Joe Chambers will be joining us. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.